Welcome to the Fuller Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Thursday, the 9th of March, recording at 9:10 p.m. Greenwich Mean Time. Now, first, the highlights. Stock markets were mostly firmer, although Wall Street reversed the day's earlier gains and closed with moderate losses, but near the lows of the day. Elsewhere, bonds barely steady despite short-term oversold conditions. And in other things, a dollar firm in here. It's had a good week. And metals also firmer in here today following yesterday's sell-offs. And natural gas retested the low, closed with a modest gain. That's pretty much it. Okay, let's go back and look at this stock market scene. I have recently described it as being one of those choppy whipsaw type environments where you get one day for the bears and then a day for the bulls. And Japan, significantly, had a pretty good rebound in here today on the announcement coming from the BOJ. Regarded easing. I think probably the market rebounded because it was happy to get the announcement out of the way, and also the BOJ did indicate that it would be sometime, possibly not until late this year, that we actually see the first actual interest rate increase, and when that does occur, I'll wager it'll be a small one. Quarter of a point sort of thing. So the zero interest rate policy lasts a little bit longer. And that fact possibly may have influenced investors by saying, well, that's not going to cause the yen to rally all that sharply. But at any rate, we had that good rebound for Japan. But overall, Japan looks to be very much as if it's going to remain in the throes of a medium-term correction. That said, all the Japanese indices rallied, but they have been under pressure recently, as you know. And then you look at a market like South Korea, which had been a relative strength standout last year, and it's got this big sort of descending triangular pattern pressuring lateral resistance. You can see that chart in the library. European markets had some quite reasonable gains in here today. Again, they were influenced by bellwether Japan. But I would certainly expect Europe to open tomorrow, unless Japan really bucks the trend and is very strong. I would expect Europe to open up tomorrow with some initial losses, given the turnaround on Wall Street. For instance, the Dow is up about 25, 30 points when most of Europe closed, and the Dow closed down 33, but we had bigger declines in the S&P and also in the NASDAQ index. About an hour before the close, I shorted NASDAQ futures, adding those to my overall hedge short position. I'm not fully hedged, and these are not really aggressive positions overall, but it does afford me some protection. Not that it's done me any good so far, but these are still early days here in what I suspect is the topping out process for this overall stock market rally. And I've said that I didn't think that it would end with a bang, that it would be more of a sort of choppy, ranging, tired looking environment where indices lose momentum and then start to trend lower, and that would include establishing, of course, some lower highs and lower lows. And today the evidence is still inconclusive, but the evidence is always inconclusive until a change in trend has become obvious. So the warnings, though, the fact that we have seen a number of markets that were previously all in uptrends peel away from that strength and deteriorate or at least lose upside momentum is to me the more significant overall development. Global bond markets, they remain very, very steady overall. And I really am looking to increase short positions. I might do that quite soon. The JGBs had steadied a little bit in the last few days, and I was hoping to see an unwind of some short-term oversold conditions, producing little technical rallies in here to enable me to add to short my current short position, which is in the Euro bunds. I'd like to add to that, say, on a little bit of near-term firmness, if possible. But again, that's just trying to scalp a few more points in my favor, and I do maintain that the big risk for government bonds is downwards, although they might steady, probably would steady, if we saw an accelerated sell-off in stock markets, which might well occur towards the end of the medium-term correction that I've long been forecasting for the second and third quarters of this year. If we get that correction, of course, it's by no means a guaranteed event. Nothing is in stock markets, which is part of the interest, part of the intellectual and analytical challenge, and dare I say it, even part of the appeal. So, what else to mention? This US dollar strength, that's because people are expecting higher short-term interest rates beyond the 25 to 50 basis point interest rate hikes that they've been expecting all pretty much all along. Now, excuse me. My own view is that the Fed isn't at all sure where it's going to take rates, but it had probably made a mental note that 5% might be about right. And it'll look at the evidence, and it'll also look at what the markets are doing. So, strong stock markets, you can bet rates would go higher. Weak stock markets, which is weaker stock markets, which is what I expect, and that would curtail the extent to which the Fed would raise U.S. interest rates. But at the moment, people had increased their expectations, or recently, I should say, not at the moment, but in this week at any rate, expectations for higher U.S. interest rates increased somewhat, and that has helped the U.S. dollar to rally. And of course, interest rate differentials still favor the U.S. dollar. I maintain that the dollar will fall right back down to the region of its historic lows, near 80 on the U.S. dollar index, as U.S. interest rates are coming downwards once again. And I'd be surprised, frankly, even though rates are still going up in the U.S., I would be surprised to see the U.S. dollar index test, let alone exceed, its November high. I've got some loss-making short positions in dollar shorts currently, but they're not big positions, and I will probably add to those. But it's going to be a little bit masochistic in this sort of ranging environment and with the negative interest rate differentials. So I don't want to do too much here too early. So say that can and that definitely can feel masochistic. And then when the actual trend starts, that if one's been too early, it just relief at seeing a bit of one's money back. Can cause people to step out of positions, and I don't want to fall into that trap. Okay. Elsewhere, industrial metals, precious metals, good rebound today. In here, that did not offset the declines that we had seen in precious metals yesterday and the day before. When I look at these patterns overall, any time earlier on in the last 3 years, and I would have been buying, but my fear of a cascade effect triggered by stock market selling and a partial unwinding of the carry trade. Unwinding of the carry trade, not because the yen is strong. Well, I should put this in as a chicken and egg situation. Which will happen first? Will we see investors with large speculative bets become frightened and therefore close down some of those positions and unwind some of their yen carry trades? Or will the yen strengthen and then trigger that move? Well, my view is that with zero interest rates, it's not going to be the yen strengthening, except in response to the unwinding of some carry trade positions. But of course, people could unwind their carry trade long positions and turn right around and short, and that wouldn't push the yen up all that much, would it? So I think it's going to be that combination. If in terms of a significant gain by the yen against the US dollar, for instance, I think it would require the combination of the US embarking on another round of lowering interest rates while the BOJ is embarking on another round of increasing interest rates. Could we get that by the fourth quarter of this year? Quite possibly. We'll see. Now, I'm not going to play these metals. The only things positions that I'm really interested in taking are in areas that haven't been all that fashionable, shorting stock market futures. That's my favorite, along with shorting some of the long-dated government bond futures. The dollar, I'm too early on that, but hopefully not too early on the others. And I think that's pretty much it, folks. So, all the best, and don't forget, tomorrow, Friday, that will be the big picture long-term outlook audio. Good night.